I'm Anita Riota, and you're listening to Industry Experts. Brought to you by Vox Markets, this podcast series features industry leaders, providing an in-depth take on the nuances, innovations, and challenges shaping their field. In today's episode, I speak with Imbar Maimon Pomeranchik, founder of biotech investment consultancy, BioDiligence. Imbar also serves as an executive director at Ananda Developments, and with her unique experience at the intersection of the science and business development of medicinal cannabis, she is an illuminating source on what goes on behind the scenes of the medicinal cannabis world. So, Imbar, I first want to ask you about your overall professional experience in the medicinal cannabis space, because it seems you got involved relatively early on and have, you know, worked in the space through various lenses. So, what did the cannabis world look like when you first got involved, and how has it evolved to where we're at today?
Indeed, I came from the plant science side, plant science background, many years in the sector of plant science. But, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, nobody talked about cannabis, but the plant science was there all the time. When you think about entering the sector 3 years ago, that this is where when I entered the cannabis, the medical cannabis sector, it was very strange because there were a lot of words out there and a lot of specialists and people that are explaining what is cannabis, but there wasn't a lot of data, a lot of rumors, a lot of explanation about things, but nothing really strong. And I can tell you that now, 3 or 4 years afterwards, you can see that there are a lot of professional, a lot of academia inside, a very strong ecosystem, a lot of scientifically based experiments and answers that wasn't there 3 or 4 years ago. So it's really nice to see that this market is going in the right way, and there are a lot of people now that are know what they're talking about, and you have the explanation, very scientific explanation, together with business explanation to this industry. A lot of collaboration between business and science that makes this all medical cannabis world to be so prosper as it is.
That's really interesting to me, because you were mentioning that we had more rumors and explanations rather than hard scientific data. But, you know, part of that, it seems to me that people, when it comes to cannabis, talk a lot about the mythology of cannabis and its history, which is a really important conversation, but we do tend to miss out on, like, as you were saying, the more strictly business side of things. So as somebody who's transitioned into that space, can you walk me through, you know, something like what global supply and demand is nowadays?
Yeah, so you're totally right in regarding the mythology and the history, because cannabis, it all started, this boom started 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but the cannabis was there for thousands of years, and there are evidence and stories about the beneficial of cannabis and medical cannabis and all the good things that he's doing. But it's really important to understand the business together with that. And nowadays, together with all the regulation and the legislation, you can see that the business side became very, very strong. And when you look at the business side, it's very important to understand the value chain. And when you say value chain and when you say cannabis, you need to understand that cannabis is a plant, and you start from a plantlet, start from a seed. Currently, you don't really start from a seed, that I can elaborate later. But eventually, in 2 years, I believe that we will start from seeds to the plant, to the flower, and then to the final product and to the medicine that we're all talking about and wanting to understand how it can help us. And when we're talking about the business side, the value chain is very important, and each company and each business needs to understand where to put himself in this value chain. And you can compare it to the tomato industry, for example, to the vegetable industry, because a lot of people are saying, oh, so it's so easy, we can just throw a seed and we will have our best cannabis ever, and we can sell it in the best price and it will cure all the diseases. But it's not like this. You need to have a very, very sophisticated team, a very professional team, you know, from business-wise and scientist-wise and agronomical-wise. You really need to understand where to put yourself in this chain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sort of what we were saying before, that certain topics get less attention or less coverage. You mentioned, you know, the actual process of growing cannabis. I feel that, you know, in my research, that doesn't really come up a lot. So can you tell me a bit more about what goes into growing cannabis for medicinal purposes? You know, are there certain genetic aspects or strains that are particularly sought after? Can you characterize that process for us?
Yes. So of course, again, I met so many groups that are saying, you know, cannabis is a weed. When you describe cannabis, the first word that is coming is weed. So indeed, you can just throw a seed and you'll have your weed. But when you're talking about medical cannabis and you're talking about a specific indication that you want this cannabis to help you with, you need to understand what you grow, how you grow it, for how long do you grow it, how do you post-harvest it, and all this story makes the cannabis medical cannabis and not just a weed. Cannabis is a very, very big word. And when you say cannabis, you don't mean cannabinoid. Cannabinoid are the 144 molecules that are in the cannabis that you need to pay attention that each of them is different. There is something that is called the entourage effect that is the combination between those molecules. Currently, there are many, many scientists that are working on this entourage effect to understand which cannabinoids are doing what. Together with the cannabinoid, you have other molecules like terpenes and flavonoid that all together makes this plant to be this special plant that it is. And this is why it is so important to completely understand with which the genetic you work with, because not every genetic will do the same thing to the human being or to the disease. There are many, many cannabinoids. You know, when you write on Google cannabis, you will see CBD, THC, but there are many rare cannabinoids that currently most of the people are not aware of. But if there is a company that knows how to grow this specific genetic with this specific cannabinoid that is known to work for a specific illness, it can be something amazing.
So it seems we've touched on the business aspect, the science aspect, and if you had to sort of boil down the world of cannabis right now, it seems the third essential aspect is regulation and legislation. So when it comes to successfully growing medicinal cannabis, what issues have you had to deal with when it comes to permitting or security or other issues like that?
Security is very, very important because still, unfortunately, it's not that easy to grow cannabis. There are a lot of things that you need to understand when you grow cannabis. It's not a tomato that you just grow and then pick up the flower, the fruit and eat it. It's very important to know when to pick it and how to pick it. And it's very important to know that there are no other people that are entering to your facility and no animals that are entering to a facility. And not every person can go in and out. And the security and the SOPs and all the regulation around it currently is very important and for the growing.
And when it comes to permitting, how have you found that? Is it more straightforward nowadays, or is it still quite a complex process?
So it depends on which country you're talking about. I am from Israel, but I'm working in the UK with the group. The permit is not that easy, again, and I think that it's very important that the permit will not be easy because not every group can grow cannabis, and everyone needs to understand that. You need to know exactly how you grow it and what you need for growing it, because if the permit will be very, very easy, you will see cannabis all over the place, and it's it's not a good thing, because if we want to take the cannabis to the medical cannabis industry and to the medical understanding of things, we need to only people that knows that know what they are doing to grow it.
That's such an interesting point, because I feel that often in the conversation around cannabis, regulation is often talked about like, you know, the thing that's holding back cannabis, and we need to deregulate, and we need to, you know, get rid of a lot of these permitting issues. But you're saying it's actually going to help the market because it's ensuring that really only quality or premium products make it to market. Is that right?
Exactly. You need, you know, there are a lot of strict things that you can get rid of, because currently nobody knows enough about what is cannabis. So there are a lot of, you know, restrictions about it. I believe that in 1 or 2 years, the restriction will get lower, but still you need to, if you're growing cannabis for the medical purpose and not for recreational, like in the USA, that you just want to smoke something, you know, like eating a tomato or drinking your glass of wine, but you want to use it in a proper way and to make it a medicine and to sell it to people, you know, a high quality of cannabis, in order to help people, to actually help people. You know, when you're taking Advil, you want to know exactly what you have inside. So in order to know exactly what you have inside, you need to grow it in the right way and not just to grow it like a flower in your garden or something.
I also want to ask you about something you just touched on a little bit, which is creating a standard operating procedure when you're in the cannabis world, because it would seem to me that in such a nascent market, it often would feel that you're in uncharted territory. So as someone, you know, that has a good amount of experience in the space, what have you found to be a few essentials that you really need to create an efficient and effective standard operating procedure?
So again, when we're talking about medical cannabis and the medicinal purposes, when you work with standard operating procedure, it's like in any other pharma sector and any other, you know, even food supplement, because when you need to be accurate, when you need to know that what you're giving is the right thing, you have to work in a good standard operation procedure. It's not just, you know, like a game. You need to be, and I'm emphasizing it because it's super important. You need to be very accurate and you need to be very professional. And there are two things. One is to go to Canada and to grow it in your backyard for recreational use. But when you're talking in the UK and in other countries, but especially in the UK, when you're talking about medicinal purposes and you want to work and you want to know that, when I'm talking as a client, okay, that I will go to my doctor and I want him to prescribe me my medicine, I want to know that it came from a very, very high level place and not someone that doesn't know how to use SOPs or how to use protocols. I want to know what's in my Advil. So I want to know what's in my cannabis. I want to know that I got it today, so tomorrow and next month and next year I will get the same, exactly same product. And you can achieve that only by working in right standard operation procedures.
And to quickly go back to the sort of science side of things, where do you see global research right now in regards to medical cannabis? What is that world like right now?
So 4 years ago, you had nothing. You had some things, but you need to really look for them, and not a lot of professors and researchers like to talk that they are working about it. And if they did, nobody really listened to them. But nowadays, when you're looking, and again, I'm from Israel, when you're looking in the laboratories that are doing those amazing researches and that are looking for new medicines that comes out from this amazing plant and comes out from the entourage effect between several cannabinoids in the same plant. And when you look at the academy and laboratories that are looking for the endocannabinoid system, which is the system in our own body that connects to the cannabinoids from the plants and make our life better, you know, in wellness and medicinal way. So there are so many new technologies and new scientific evidence that are showing, you know, that the sky is the limit right now. There are more and more laboratories that have some amazing results, and it's very easy to find laboratories and high quality researchers and professors in a very, very, very high level, by the way. If it was a few years ago, you need to look for them. Now you have some very, very high level professor and companies and academy that are working on, you know, first line of scientists in the world. And I invite you to Israel to see some of those amazing things. And when we're talking about science, so one advantage of a growing facility that is that wants to have, for example, the best strains or genetics, is to do some kind of collaboration with an academy that has some very, very interesting results, and to work together on the next genetics or on the next cannabinoid or on the next treatment that the cannabis can give you.
Mm. And you mentioned that you are expanding your work in the UK and you're working more and more in the UK. How would you characterize the regulation situation in the UK? Because as someone who just is recently learning more about it, it seems that it's constantly shifting. So what insights can you give us into that?
Yeah, so the policy changed last November. And it has been a steady rate of increase in cannabis prescription given by specialist doctors. And you see, you know, that it is increasing step by step. But I think that there is a strong belief that more can be done to make this drug, this medicine, more accessible for all the people. And it may take some time, but it is still very expensive right now and not available. And you need to have it in-house. It's, you know, it's not that easy to import it from other countries, and you don't know where it came from. And I think it's super important to have it in-house and in the UK. And I believe that regulation, you know, you have more and more research and more, it's not just history and mythology,
yes.
Mythology, yeah. So it's not just stories that you once heard. Now you can see that it is helping, and there is scientists that are saying that it's helping, and you see the numbers and you see the cases. And more doctors, I believe, you know, doctors love to see evidence. And nowadays they understand that it is working. And I believe that more and more people will need it and will get a prescription for that. And this is why I think that it's very important to have it in-house, a growing facility in the UK that is directly going to the UK patients.
And as you were saying, the narrative or mythology around cannabis is evolving quite rapidly. Where would you guess that the cannabis world, or, you know, whether it be in the science, in the regulation, in business, where can we expect the medicinal cannabis market to go in the future?
I think it will be a combination between all of them, because you can already see that it is in the business side. There is a big boom, like we say, in this industry, and a lot of money is involved in that. But a lot of money because there is a lot of market, and a lot of money and a lot of market because there is a lot of science behind it with actual evidence that showing that it's working and people need it. So you have the whole cycle that's showing you that cannabis is involved in all this thing. And regulation, you know, it's when you look in the world, you can see that it's more and more regulated, but it's more and more easy to find it all around the world. Europe entered, you know, big time now. You started in the US, but then Canada entered, and then you see Europe and South America and South Africa and Israel. So regulation becoming more and more easy to achieve.
Well, thank you so much, Imbar, for taking the time to talk to us. It's such a great perspective to get yours. You've really worked at all the cross sections of the cannabis world. So thanks so much again for taking the time.